KWCO-FM, HD1, Chickasha. It's time for news.
It's fair and 76. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today is Saturday, August 24th. Make that August 25th. News sponsored by the Glenhaven Retirement Village, DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, and the First National Bank and Trust. A sunny and hot weekend. Temps in the upper 90s right on through tomorrow, even into Monday. Evening temps will be around 90 at morning lows in the mid-70s. An investigation into a rural break-in near Blanchard. The story coming up in today's Cool News.
Thinking about your loved one's future? There comes a time when a beloved family member needs an assisted living center or perhaps a nursing home. You want one that's close by, that's clean and caring, and will take care of your loved one just like they would one of their own. We would love to recommend Chickasha's Glenhaven Retirement Village at 29th and Iowa. Call Glenda Hamilton. Take a tour. Find out about Glenhaven Retirement Village. They're at 29th and Iowa here in Chickasha. Call 224-0909.
Authorities continue to gather evidence in connection with the break-in of a home near Blanchard. It happened southwest of that community near the Winter Creek Golf Course just after 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon. Grady County Sheriff Jim Weir said a search for the suspect or suspects started shortly thereafter. It's believed they may have been able to avoid being caught. There have been no arrests overnight that appear to be related to the break-in. Weir said a man checking on some rental property saw a suspicious vehicle in the driveway of the home. When he went to check the house, he heard some movement inside. A neighbor stopped by and was able to block the suspicious pickup from leaving the yard. Investigators followed footprints to a nearby creek, and the highway patrol brought in a plane to help with an aerial search. Weir said there were no descriptions available of the suspect or suspects. The sheriff said the pickup left behind had not been registered for a couple of years, and it might be difficult to find the owner. If you have information that can help find the suspect or suspects, call the Grady County Sheriff's Office or Crime Stoppers at 405-224-TIPS. You can also provide anonymous tips on the Crime Stoppers Facebook page. An oil field worker airlifted to an Oklahoma City hospital after a fall at a location near Alec yesterday. The unidentified 70-year-old man fell about 15 feet. Buddy Myers of the Grady County Fire Department said the extent of the man's injuries were not known. He was flown to an Oklahoma City hospital. The accident happened a couple of miles south of Alec near County Road 1470 and County Street 2910. A car going too fast in a school zone leads police to arrest two people with prescription drugs and marijuana. This happened early Wednesday morning when a Chickasha police officer's radar indicated a car was going 32 miles an hour in a 20-mile-an-hour school zone near the middle school. Police said they found baggies filled with a number of Xanax pills, methamphetamine, and about 85 grams of marijuana. 24-year-old Devin Ray Robnett of Chickasha and 18-year-old Lorena Ward of Piedmont taken into custody. Both face felony charges of drug possession with intent to distribute and misdemeanor charges of having drug paraphernalia. Ward is out of jail after posting a $20,000 bond. Robnett remains in jail with his bond also at $20,000. More cool news coming right up.
From blazing heat to freezing cold, Oklahoma's weather can wreak havoc on your home comfort system. Keep your system in shape with regularly scheduled routine maintenance from DeHart Air Conditioning. Their certified specialists can take care of any issue affecting the performance of your home comfort system, keep it in shape, and fend off the sudden shifts in weather. Ensure a comfortable home with reliable maintenance from DeHart Air Conditioning. Call now. 224-0184.
It's an emotional time at the Grady County Fair for the Grant and Tiffany Turner family of Amber. It's their first fair without their 8-year-old daughter, Landry, who died in an ATV accident at their home this past April. Landry loved animals and was already experienced in the show ring. She had shown at the Spring Livestock Show, and she would have been showing at the fair this week. To help keep Landry's memories alive, the Turner family and friends got together to do something special. During the cake auction Thursday night, the group combined to pay $1,000 for one of the items in the auction, with all that money going back to the county fair in Landry's honor. Landry would have been 9 years old yesterday. The fair wraps up today, by the way, with poultry, rabbit, beef, and dairy shows. There's a 4-H tractor driving contest, which includes a written test. There's an FFA Ag Olympics, and there's also a kiddie pedal tractor pull. The carnival will be open all day starting at noon, and there's live music under the big top tonight with Austin, Texas-based the TJ Wicks Band. Also this weekend, the huge Doxa Extreme Rodeo continuing in Aleck. It's held at the 400-acre Winter Creek Farms, where Robert Williams hosts the event for the third straight year, boasting 50 events in five arenas over a five-day period. Today, there's team roping and Doxa Extreme Pasture Roping. There's youth bareback and barrel racing and Cord McCoy's Ranch Rodeo. There's a Running with the Bulls event this afternoon. And tonight, the LJ Jenkins Bull Riding event and bullfighting competition. The Doxa Extreme Rodeo runs through tomorrow. Here's what we're talking about this weekend. Health officials nationwide working to reduce prescription drug abuse. Next Friday is International Prescription Drug Overdose Awareness Day. And Jenna Kanzler with Red Rock Behavioral Health Services on our Cool Conversation program to provide some helpful information to help you combat the problem. On Real Estate Today with John Mosley, this week's guest is Lewis Nicely with the Chickasha Area YMCA, discussing the Y's Mini programs for youth and adults. The Cool Conversation coming up about this time next hour, followed at 8:30 by Real Estate Today. And we do have links to both programs on our website, so you can listen to them whenever you want. Go to cool1055fm.com. You'll find them under the Community tab. Our weather forecast: sunny and hot temps through the weekend and into early next week. We'll have afternoon highs in the upper 90s. Right now, it's fair and 77 downtown Chickasha. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
Stop by our booth at the Grady County Fair this weekend and have some fun with your bankers at First National Bank and Trust Company. I'm Randy Talley. Learn all about our terrific FNBT 360 account with cell phone insurance, shopping and travel benefits, and much more. Play a fun dart game for prizes and enter for your chance to win one of 30 restaurant gift cards. Find us at the Grady County Fair. Find out why FNBT has rocked better business banking in Southwest Oklahoma for 125 years. Member FDIC.
In sports, a number of high school football teams in action last night and chalk up a season-opening win for the Minco Bulldogs as they defeated Winningwood 27-14 last night. The Rush Springs Redskins got within a touchdown of Kanawha, the Redskins dropping their season opener 26-20. And the Anadarko Warriors open up the season with a 30-7 victory over Hera, giving new head coach Chris Pedalty a win in his debut of leading the Warriors in the post-Kent Jackson era. Other football results: Plainview tops Elgin 26-9, Sealing over Carnegie 51-20, Mountain View Goaty Bow wins a high-scoring affair against Canton 58-50, Bray Doyle over Maysville by a touchdown 36-28, and Paul's Valley clips Lindsay 19-18. High school softball yesterday, the Chickasha Lady Chicks drop a competitive contest to Elgin 8-7 at El Curry Field last night. Lady Chicks back in action Monday in non-district play at Ardmore. The Nittercost softball tournament has its final day at the Chickasha Sports Complex today. The host team has won four of five games over the last couple of days, including a 3-1 win over number 15 Wayne. Nittercost will play Apache today. Number 5 ranked Sorrel, which has secured wins over Wayne and Apache, will play Fletcher today. And Fletcher is 3-0 with wins over Elmore City, Okarchee, and Velma Alma. Aleck has split a couple of games at the Nittercost tournament with an extra inning loss to Velma Alma and a win over Verdon. Aleck will play Wayne today. High school baseball at the Fletcher Wooden Bat Tournament. Number 6 Fletcher and number 10 Stonewall will play for the championship this afternoon. Fletcher eked out a 3-2 win over Lokiba Sickles in their semifinal yesterday. Lokiba Sickles ranked number 10 in Class B. And Stonewall outlasted number 18 Ampo 10-8. Ampo and Lokiba Sickles play for third place at the Fletcher Tournament. At the Roth Tournament, Fort Cobb-Broxton to play for the Consolation Championship today. They lost their opening round game to number 2-ranked Dale on Thursday. They bounced back with a 10-2 win over number 9 Latta yesterday. The USAO soccer teams stay on the road. They face top 10 teams in the University of Mobile in Mobile, Alabama tonight. The Mobile men are ranked number 6. The women are ranked number 9. Our cool news, weather, and sports today brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust, DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, and the Glen Haven Retirement Village.